Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. 910 The Fan in Richmond. Odyssey app, wherever you may be. And you can also check us out on NBC Sports Washington. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Did any of you guys watch the video of the Kelce brothers and Travis Kelce being challenged to name the NFL head coaches?
I saw. I couldn't name like 10 of them, though. I probably couldn't either. Was he asked to name their names or just the team?
Well, he was doing both.
Yeah.
And a lot of them he didn't know either.
I saw he knew Ron.
So there were 29 out of 32 coaches were present. Vrabel wasn't there. Reich wasn't there. And Sirianni wasn't in the photo. The embarrassing thing about his performance was Now, he kind of recognized him. He was like, I know that guy. But he didn't even know Zach Taylor, who's the head coach of Cincinnati, who they played a bunch. Right. It's like one of their rivals.
Yeah.
He didn't know either of the Eagles coordinators who have jobs now. So his brother was busting his balls.
He was like, who's the other one?
Oh, the guy who went to Arizona.
His name is Gannon. Rich Gannon's son.
But he didn't know hardly any of them. I mean, he was like 50-50, I would say. He knew, you know, he obviously knew Bill Belichick. He knew, you know, the big boys.
Yeah, I'm not going to kill him that much. I mean, as long as he knows his own coach, that's the only thing that really matters. I mean, does it matter if he knows who the Green Bay Packers head coach
or
is?
Or Matt Eberflus. Like, if you had a lineup right now.
Eberflus. He's Chicago, right?
I'd have a hard time.
If you gave
him.
Me a lineup of five guys, you said one of these guys is an NFL head coach and Matt Eberflus was in there?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'd get like 28 or 29 out of the 32. But
would you be able to pull Arthur Smith in a lineup?
Yes, because he's a heavy set guy.
He's kind of big.
I know what he looks like, yes.
But I don't know if I could. I definitely couldn't get Gannon or Steichen. I don't know what those guys look like. No, I mean, no way.
I think Kelce was definitely struggling with Arthur Smith. He's just like, I don't know who this clown is.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame him. I mean, he's just a player. I mean, you know, these guys don't know. I don't blame him.
Right.
Well,
he doesn't know, and he doesn't care.
Yeah. All he cares about is nothing learning his plays and having Patrick Mahomes sling the rock to him.
Right.
And him catching like 10 touchdowns.
Right.
That's what he cares about. And winning Super Bowls.
Cakes, did you see the viral story on Dan Hurley?
I did not.
That UConn coach Dan Hurley, according to his wife, has worn the same underwear for every game until they lose.
Well, he's washing it, obviously, in between.
I would assume he's washing
rounds,
it,
right?
I would assume he's washing it. I assume that's true.
Yeah, I mean,
do you have any superstitions like that? Yeah,
like lucky clothing.
Put it this way: we just got a win yesterday, or whatever that was, 2 days ago against Sacred Heart.
Right.
Pretty sure I'm going to wear the same bit on Saturday.
Okay.
Same
exact outfit?
I wore a hoodie, a pea coat. I mean, I was doing everything.
A pea coat?
Yeah, different.
Really?
I was trying anything different to change up the mojo.
Sure.
I didn't wear, like, Marist gear. Mm-hmm. I just wore a you know, that nice gray hoodie that we have?
From the Purple Heart?
I think so.
Yeah, from the golf tournament.
Yeah, it's a really
the
nice golf
hoodie.
Lightweight. Yeah, I don't know who makes that.
FootJoy
make that?
It's a FootJoy
silly. Awesome hoodie.
There's like four of them floating around here. Like at some point, we're all going to wear it on the same day.
Yeah, but do you have superstitions?
Not really.
There's nothing superstitious that you do. You got to have a superstition.
I mean, it's more OCD than superstition. Like the one weird thing that I do is when I'm in my garage, when I come into the house, I always double tap the freezer door in the garage just to make sure that it's closed.
Even if I haven't opened it, I was driving around yesterday, like, and I heard quite a few OCD things that Cakes does.
Okay.
Like late at night, like you go downstairs and you make sure all the doors are closed, the garage door's closed.
Yeah.
And you do a whole bit after you drink your beers.
And the cars are locked.
Yeah.
Cars locked, doors locked.
But don't you do that when you walk inside the house? Or do you
It's a double check.
I do it, but it's a it's my discount double check. Right. Go down and make sure everything's secure.
Hey, we have a an update on the Commanders ownership situation from Charles Gasparino.
Okay.
Who's the guy who's He's on Snyder's yacht.
Yeah, that's a lot.
The guy who lives inside of one of Dan Snyder's body cavities. I'll just leave it at that.
I think before I said he was CNBC, he's Fox Business Network.
From Fox.
Yeah. I know, to me, they're the same.
I think he goes on with Grant Danny sometimes, right?
He does, yeah.
He says, latest from inside the Dan Snyder camp on the sale of the Commanders is that they are aiming for $6 billion sale.
Well,
and again, have no problem with the Jeff Bezos bid. Snyder will, all caps, not reject the Bezos offer because he understands his role. The Washington Post does not involve editorial.
All right, so hold on. Mm. So what this is Dan begging for more money.
Right.
That's what this is.
It's a bat signal.
It's a bat.
It's a $6 billion bat signal up in the sky.
I think we could safely say it doesn't seem like Bezos, whatever his dumb name is interested.
He hasn't expressed interest thus far. Although, remember, he did hire that one firm that has been involved in the last two sales in the NFL.
But my understanding is he hasn't toured. He hasn't made a bid. If you were seriously interested in making a bid, you're going to get in there for fear that it might accept a bid before yours.
But we still have the mystery bidder, though.
Does he really need to tour the facilities? He knows FedEx is a dump, and he knows Commander's Park is antiquated, and it needs a wrecking ball.
How does he know that?
Or like big picture, like what difference does it make what Redskins Park looks like if you're going to put the guy's got billions and billions of dollars? Maybe you're going to put your stamp on and know when I buy a team, I'm going to build new offices and all that sort of thing.
But I think you still want to see infrastructure. You know, you want to see what's doing. I would think
he could also send somebody else to do it for him.
Most people don't buy something without looking at it. I'm sure Bezos has bought plenty without looking at it, but most people look at what they're going to buy.
Hey, remember Gasparino tweeted? Now look, he said some nonsense stuff 2 nights ago. He was saying Mark Cuban wasn't interested.
Then he
took it back.
And then, like 5 minutes later, he corrected it because I think Mark Cuban told him he was nuts.
Right?
Yeah. We should call him Gasparino.
He's just spewing stuff from Dan.
But this is what he said.
I didn't know they were boys.
2 days ago, people inside NFL owners' meeting say the league is skeptical about the size of any of the offers for Commanders discussed in the media, reaching a real $6 billion bid where they meet strict league rules on equity stakes, etc. It's BS, says one NFL source.
So the $6 billion bids
that Schefter tweeted about
Fake.
Gasparino is saying it's fake.
Right.
Who knows?
He's saying
what
those numbers are inflated, possibly.
Okay. I just don't know. I just don't take him seriously. I see him, and he just looks like a clown.
I've heard so many different things and seen different things.
The thing that Harris has going
seen
for him.
Things?
Oh, yeah.
The thing that Harris.
I'm leaving that off the air. Off the air.
I'd love to hear the scene
things. That's off the record.
Are you going to tell us about the scene things during the break in about 7 minutes?
I got to think about it.
Interesting. the thing Harris has going for him is he's already vetted by the NFL, right?
Yes. He was in on the Denver Broncos sale before
Does he have a minority ownership of the Steelers or somebody? I feel like he's already pre-approved.
I think he might have at one point.
I thought I read that he's already pre-approved.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, between he and Rails, they've got enough.
They've got enough liquid cash where to come up with like the $2 billion that the NFL is going to require if it's a $6 billion sale.
But if it's true that the bids are kind of meager and they're below the $6 billion asking price, this really could linger.
I still need to schedule my trip out to Mitchell Rails' art compound out in Potomac. Go check it out.
But you did make your appointment for your colonoscopy.
I did.
That's a little more important.
I got it in under the wire, so I'm not paying you clowns.
When is your procedure?
April 10th. Day after.
Easter.
I don't get to eat one morsel on Easter. You think I'm happy about that?
That's right.
Easter dinner.
Not one peep.
Not a peep. You know what I can have? Coffee.
Now, can't you have like chicken broth?
I might be out chicken broth and coffee.
No Cadbury
I'm
eggs.
I'm gonna have the Gwyneth Paltrow diet.
How
first
can
day.
You? How can you take off and you're not gonna be able to give us the Masters breakdown?
Well, I mean it's.
Well, I mean,
it's
what
tough,
are you doing?
I know.
Poor planning.
Because I do love the Masters more than life itself.
Do you have butt paste? Did you get your paste?
I haven't gotten.
It's a critical ingredient.
I still need to pick up like whatever liquids
you
I
have to get all that,
the whole regimen.
But make sure you get some paste.
I need paste.
Like a kit.
For my butt.
Dude, you're going to have like, well, you know, you're going to be on the toilet for like 6 hours, diarrhea.
Okay.
You're gonna, trust me. You want it to be all raw down there like a baby?
I mean, I'll be okay.
You need paste.
I need Balmex. I think it's called Balmex.
I don't know. But it, you
for like
choose
diaper.
Whatever
paste. You're talking about like paste. Diaper rash.
Yeah, you want to get diaper rash for
I think
your,
I'll be okay.
Get some dude wipes.
You're going to, okay. I
can
dare
do that.
You to do it without. Just do it without. Just go raw.
Okay.
I think I did it without. Yeah. It was fine.
All right.
I didn't have the 6 hour experience like you.
I think your area
Eric has a sensitive butt.
I have very sensitive.
And more active than mine.
But I'll just say
you're in there all the time.
And Eric, you can attest this, but you won't believe how much.
You can empty?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I can say.
Right. You can say that.
You wouldn't believe how many times you could actually go into the bathroom.
Right. Well, I'm
in like about 12
I'm
to 18
that out
hour period.
In about a week.
You're going to feel silly. Get on that scale.
Time.
You're going to feel silly.
Hey, doesn't it feel good like you're cleansing all the.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the...
After the fact, yes, but it's just annoying.
It's annoying.
Because literally every 7 minutes you're in there.
It's kind of like changing the oil in your car.
Yeah.
If I knew how to do that.
It's very annoying.
No clue how to change oil.
And then the thing
car.
I worried about was
same color.
The thing I worried about is when I finally went to the hospital.
Yeah.
You don't know if you have to go one more time while you're sitting there in a waiting room.
Right. I guess
you
want to
be all cleaned up.
By the way, an added note. I'm getting both ends done. I'm getting colonoscopy there.
And endoscopy?
Endoscopy, too, because I've had the issues with the
choking.
Swallowing and choking. So they're just going to be jamming stuff in all ends of me.
Did you must have gone to the same doctor that I went to. I think they throw that in so
no.
they make more money.
Because my son had the
he
same
has
issue.
Issues.
So I was just like, you know what? While I'm under, while you give me the silly dose of propofol, just hook me on both ends.
I know. They did the exact same thing to me. The guy said, he's like, while you're under, he's like, why don't we do an endoscopy? Because you've had.
I'm going to get London bridged by the doctor.
No, Eiffel Tower.
They're running a choo-choo on Kate.
Yes. He said, like, almost exact
every
same thing.
Every doctor,
like,
get in line.
Yeah, get in line, baby.
You've had reflux issues in the past. Why don't we do an endoscopy just in case?
Yeah, so I'm getting all the oscopies done. In
about
a
good
week.
For you, Cakes. I'm glad you're doing it.
just praying for just good results. Just give me some silly results.
Back
please.
Though to the Commanders thing. I mean, who knows? It seems like Gasparino's getting his info from Snyder's party. He's been pretty consistent though on the Bezos thing.
I think if you do a colonoscopy on Dan Snyder, you see Gasparino. You'll see him
inside.
You'll
there.
See him there.
But he's also very conditional because if you look at the tweets. He's pretty consistent. He writes in his latest tweet, unclear if or when Bezos might throw his hat in.
Yeah, so he's really drumming up
like
support for a Bezos
for
bid.
It sounds like he's begging for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's thirsty for a Bezos bid.
Snyder.
Yes.
When do you think it's going to happen?
I have no idea. I thought it was going to happen last week.
No one really knows.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's not going to be before the draft.
Should we do, like, we could do a pool. Like, each of us pick a date, and whoever's closest to it.
How about pick a week?
I would have already lost.
Each. We can hold it, and whoever's closest.
We
can
rip off Glenn Clark again and do a Commander Salometer and just have it in here.
Well, I think all of us think it's going to be sold.
Yeah, of course.
100%.
Definitely so think it's going to be sold.
Do you want to do it? $10
a
man?
Date?
Anybody want to do
who's
it?
Closest? Sure. Sure. $10, please. Of course. Of course I'll go for $10.
May 30th.
Dumb. It's such May
30th.
It's a dumb bet. We don't know anything.
It's true.
We know nothing.
Nothing.
We've done, and we know a lot about World Cup. We're picking teams.
Yeah, but that gives you an incentive to watch it. There's nothing to watch.
I mean, you know nothing about this process.
He asked to do, when do you think it's going to happen? I'll go May 30th, Jason Bishop.
Yeah, well, we'll
you're
talk about that.
You're just picking up a random
Well, aren't there meetings in May, too? And there's been some talk about it.
Right before Memorial Day weekend, I think there is.
So what are you saying? I'm not involved.
Will someone pick May 29th?
April 1st.
May 31st.
Just to ace him out of it?
I don't want to box him in.
Yeah.
So he can't do that.
What have we heard? That Dan owes something like $2.5 billion or something?
Ooh, that's a big nut to pay.
That's how much he owes. So that's why he needs to get as much as he can. Because he's not just clearing.
Man, I thought I owed a lot of some of my car notes. I don't owe $2.5 billion.
I was thinking about it as I was driving in. So the wife was at the meetings, right?
Yes, Tanya was there. Yes.
She was at the meetings. And then, of course, she scurried out, hopped on her plane, and got back to wherever she went. Think about it. They owned that team for like 24 years. They're not only being forced to sell something they never thought. They're being forced to leave the country.
Right.
They're so,
that's how they're reviled and hated.
They're so hated here. They're forced to leave the country.
And some might think, like, England and France isn't far enough away. Like, they probably feel like they should move to, like, Antarctica.
Coming up next, we will talk some Final Four. PJ Carlissimo is a College Hoops analyst for Westwood One. He'll join us next as we talk NCAA tournament here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scheduled to join us momentarily is PJ Carlissimo. He's covering the tournament for Westwood One. And it just reminded me that I have not collected my winnings from placing third in my bracket.
Ah, you better get on that. What do you do, like $13?
Who's in charge of it?
Exactly. My buddy Brian.
Oh, okay.
There was 41 entrants. I was tied for third, and it was just $10 ahead. So I won. I profited $3.33.
I mean, it's almost not worth tracking down the money.
Correct. Because
you just look like a desperate person if you're tracking down $3 at this point in your life.
I had Miami in the Final Four.
Right.
Wow.
So your $3 would pay for like a breakfast bar that you buy every morning in the break room. So I guess
barely would cover it.
Right.
It barely would cover
it. Sure.
Is PJ calling? I guess PJ's calling.
We're waiting for PJ to call us. So may or may not happen.
Can I just say this real quick before I forget? Because I was asked to do this.
Mm.
Remember, I had that that visa issue before I was going to Italy.
Okay,
my passport expired.
Mm. Kinda, yeah.
And I reached out, and someone told me about this company. It's called Passport Visas Express.com,
okay.
And they did help me, but it took a week, and it cost me a lot of money. Well, Trace McSorley, my nephew, is going on his honeymoon.
Okay.
They're leaving tomorrow.
He's got no passport?
His wife's passport expired. He just realized this yesterday. I said, right. Bro, you're not going to be able to get a passport in a day. He says, Uncle Jason, can you just help me out?
I mean,
I'm going to throw it out in the air. If you know of anywhere he can get a passport in a day, just tweet him. I don't even know what his Twitter is.
What was his wife doing? Like, she just snooped
luncheon.
They were lunching.
Well, hold on. Can you travel? What if she has a birth certificate and a driver's license?
I don't know, but he seemed desperate. He said, He said, she doesn't have a passport, a valid passport, and we're on a plane tomorrow going on their honeymoon for 10 days.
Well, not if she doesn't have a passport.
That's what I said.
She must be super hot.
She's a cutie. But let me just say this.
I mean, even that's not going to save her at the airport. Right. They're not going to care how hot she is.
Show TSA or her jugs.
So if you know how he can get a passport for his wife in a day, just tweet him.
I think there is a way you could do it. There are some shady places.
And I don't even know what his Twitter is.
I mean, that's a quick turnaround.
But can't you get through with just a birth certificate and like driver's license?
I don't know.
I was told no. That's why I had to spend $900 on
a country would let you in if you give them that, right?
If you had
it's a big time dice roll.
If you had a whatever they call that certified,
they might let you come home. Back to America.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get in with just a
okay.
Like she can get on the plane, but once she tries to clear customs, it's going to be a huge issue.
Correct.
Where are they going? You don't want to say
some island. I don't
right. know. Somewhere out of the country.
Yeah.
They might be going to Florida.
Key West.
Yeah.
It might be.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know.
That's a great question.
The thing is, to actually get a passport, I don't know.
So, I don't know. Back in the day, LeVar Arrington got one in a day.
Because
I benefited from a trip to Bermuda where he needed a passport, where I guess the day before he had been doing spots for Bermuda. And the day before, CK sent out like this desperation email. Can anybody go to represent the station? They spend a lot of money. LeVar doesn't have an updated passport. And then the next day he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happened to the good old days of radio when we used to get sent like to New York City for fights or out to Vegas? I remember going to Vegas to see like Shane Mosley fight back in the day.
We used to go for fights. We used to go for like MMA.
Got to go on a junket to Bermuda. I mean, those are the good old days.
All right, well, we do like to talk some college hoops.
Yep.
I'm going to talk some NCAA tournament now with PJ Carlissimo, college hoops analyst for Westwood One. He's covered the NCAA tournament for the network since 2009. PJ, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hey, coach.
Good
morning.
Nice connecting with you.
How are you, sir?
No, my fault. I had the wrong times. Apologize.
It's all good. Do you even fill out a bracket?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Have you ever filled out a bracket?
No.
No. He just wants to be in the bracket. He wants his team to be in the bracket when he was coaching college back in the day.
Even in the media, I'm surprised you haven't done it. What's your take on that?
I know I'd probably get 40 of the 60 games wrong or something like
right,
that.
So right. It's humiliating.
I don't even try.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't either. I haven't filled one out in 10 years.
Coach, college hoops has been so crazy, as you know, this year. Last year, you had basically four blue bloods in the Final Four. This year, you've got a total of 23 if you add up all the seeds. That's the second highest, I believe, ever since they expanded.
I was curious what the numbers were. People would say, you know, how it had gone down. Is anybody still alive in that? What's the big one? Or so is it ESPN or whoever runs the one that I can't believe.
Oh, think like out of 20 million, there might have been like 13 brackets alive. But those are probably people, you know, that fill out a 500 and fill out every possibility.
Boy, I tell you what, I don't know what, I guess mathematically there's some way to it. How they could have got this year right, I have no idea.
Right.
Well, it's nuts. I mean, it really is.
Let's start with UConn-Miami because when Coach Larrañaga was at George Mason, we became very friendly with him. He came in studio with us a couple times. He even allowed us to give his Mason team a pep talk before one of their tournament runs. He's a great coach facing a UConn team that's been pretty much destroying people in the tournament. How do you see that game?
Well, I tell you, that's the one that I know the most, or I should know the most about. I don't, but I should. I had both of them in Albany the first week, and then I was with UConn the second week in Las Vegas. So I've been at all four. We did all four UConn games, and then did the first two, Miami. They're both obviously very good teams. They're power teams. I mean, you got one from the ACC, one from the Big East. So I mean, they've played tough schedules. They've got veteran. They have veteran players. A couple of key young guys on. Connecticut in particular, it's scary how well Connecticut's playing. I mean, I've had them four straight times. You take away, and not that they were bad the first half against Iona, but I mean, they are dominant on both ends of the floor. They're playing really well offensively. They're an interesting team because they have big guys. They can go inside to either Sanogo or Klingon. They have excellent perimeter shooting, especially Jordan. He's so good. He's such a good player. And they rebound. Not, I don't think as good. I think the best of anybody in the country. So, I mean, they are a complete team. I think they're underrated defensively. I think they're better defensively than people give them credit for. They're really an exceptional defensive team. They've got quickness. They got shot block, and they really have everything going. And I love watching Hawkins. Jordan Hawkins is just a talent player. He's good. Having said that, Miami is. They had one game, their first game. They struggled. It was back and forth. They and Drake, their best players, had tough games. You wouldn't have known who Isaiah Wong was or who DeVries was for Drake, but it came down to a one possession game. They found a way to win. They're really good. They also defend well. What I think is a concern. I was talking to Jimmy Larranaga about it a little bit yesterday. They don't have as many big. Well, nobody has as many big guys as UConn does. Omer is such a good player. He's a tough player. He'll battle them on the boards, but he's got a tendency to get in foul trouble, and Connecticut throws so many bodies at you. I just think it's really going to be important for Norchad Omer to be able to stay in the game, because he's far and away their best rebounder. He's physical. You know, he'll battle those guys, but he seems to have a tendency to get in foul trouble. If he stays on the floor, then I think it's going to be a really good game. It could be. They both. You know, I'd love to see them both play well, because it'd be a heck of a game. I think really good teams. Isaiah Wong is. You got to watch him a little bit. First time I saw him, I was going, "How's this guy the most outstanding player in the Atlantic Coast Conference?" And the more you watch him, you watch a couple tapes, then you watch him in person. He's really a special player. He's out there. Kind of like things come to him. He's got great quickness. He's really interesting to watch. And then Jordan Miller, you can't play much better than Miller played. When was it, Saturday or Sunday? I forget which day
Sunday.
They played.
Sunday against Texas.
How he didn't get most outstanding player. I mean, I love Nigel Pack and he played well, but how Jordan Miller didn't get the most outstanding player in that region shocked me with the game that Miller played. So I think these guys are both heavyweights. That, you know, they could have been in last year's, and actually Connecticut almost has the tradition of those four schools that were in the Final Four last year. For Miami, it's their first time in the Final Four. Larry's done such a good job. Again, you talked about the George Mason run. They were an Elite Eight team last year. He's got most of the guys back, and they're just playing very, very well. Selfishly, I wish that you know, they were on opposite ends of the bracket, that they have to win one more and then maybe play each other. But we'll see. And the two, I saw San Diego State a lot because I live out in Seattle, so I say a lot. I saw them on TV a lot. I didn't see them in person at all. They're not a good defensive team. They're an exceptional defensive team. Yeah, if you like defense, you're really going to like watching San Diego State play. I mean, they just take teams apart. They've got great quickness. They're a very physical team. Three or four of the guys look like they could be football players. They look like Omer, the kid from Miami. But they really defend. FAU, I had not seen at all. They are impressive watching them on tape. They're also, I think, a little underrated. Defensively, they're better than people think. That game is going to be, a very competitive game. They both seem loose. You know, I mean, they both seem very loose. Players seem happy to be there. Practices were spirited practices, and I just like to see him play well. I know the one time we got there with our Seton Hall team, the first 10 minutes of the game were tough. We had a veteran team. We had played really well in the four games leading up to it, but I think the playing in it was in the Kingdome that year. First 10 minutes was like, wow. We were, I think, with most nervous or whatever you want to call it. We had been the entire year, and it took us a while. We finally settled out. I hope you know, both these teams settle in for that first game.
PJ, touch on your relationship with the Hurley family. It goes back decades. I mean, you've known Danny Hurley since he was a little kid when you were coaching at Wagner. You coached him at Seton Hall. Yep. I mean, you must be remarkably proud of seeing him get to this level and bringing UConn to the Final Four.
Well, he's done such an unbelievable job, and it's just funny how it worked out. It hurts me to give Howie Deneroff, our boss, credit, but he had me in the two regions. I lucked out the two regions that I was in. You know, obviously he didn't know the pairings coming in, but I've been with them four times. Bob and Chris are so proud. The two of them, it's on Bobby and Dan, both in the tournament. And Bobby was at the two games in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. He came, he was going back and forth. I mean, everybody's got to be home now with the craziness, with the portal and what's going on with recruiting and the NIL stuff, but he was there. I feel happy for Danny. I really do, because I think a lot of people didn't realize he did a good job. You know, you mentioned Wagner. We both coached at Wagner, but I mean, he started as an assistant when he was at Rutgers, and I was on the West Coast by then. I was in the NBA. But everybody I would talk to, was, you know, they said the same thing. They said, hey, he's really a good coach. He does a good job. You know, nobody knew, you know, what he was going to be like as a coach. And right from the beginning, everybody said he's real, you know, he's really special. He's got a knack for it. He did a good job at St. Benedict's Prep, which is, you know, a great program in Newark. And then, as you mentioned, he was at Wagner, did well. He's very good at URI. He's not afraid. He's down in the three situations that were really down when he got there. You know, he went in the tough situations and was building the programs up. I mean, he moved, you know, he's moved twice, of course. He's not going to be moving from where he is now. He's got them cooking. And, they have a lot of people. Well, if anybody, hopefully they'll have a lot of people back. It seems like that doesn't happen anymore in college, but hopefully the bulk of that team stays intact. The only guys leave are guys that are going to the NBA, and the key players. I'd be shocked if they go anywhere. So he's really done a good job. He's got a great relationship with his team. He's able to push them. They know him very well. They're very accepting of the way he is. He pushes them. He gets on them, and yet he relates with them very, very well. As I said before, I think the thing that's going to jump out at you, everybody talks about the rebounding and, you know, Sonogo's such a good player. Hawkins is such a good player. You know, the talent that's there, there's no question about. They have two of the best freshmen in the country in Carabin and Klingon. But they just, wait till you see the way they defend. They are such a good defensive team. It's unbelievable. They stay in front of people. They block shots. Arkansas was a good team. They came in there after beating Kansas.
Killed them.
They could have played for another month and they weren't going to get 60 points.
Right.
The defense was so good against them. And then they did the same thing to Gonzaga. Gonzaga is arguably the best offensive team in the country in terms of efficiency and the way they play. And they just dismantled them. So if they continue to play the way they're playing, they are really going to be a tough out. I really do think they have played the best basketball in the tournament so far.
Yeah, they're feisty, just like their coach. Hey, we can't let you go without getting your thoughts on, and you're a Big East expert, on a couple guys, new coaches in the, well, Coach Cooley, but certainly Coach Pitino back in the Big East. Your thoughts on Coach Pitino at St. John's and then Cooley going from Providence to Georgetown?
Well, I'll go individually, but they're both great hires. I think they're excellent hires. I'll start with Rick. Had them actually too. They played UConn the first game. I saw them a bunch last year. Obviously, I've known Rick. But it's scary, I guess, to early 70s. I've known him. He's not a good coach. He's an excellent, excellent coach. I mean, he really is one of the best coaches we have in the college game. I'll tell you, I love it. He's paid his dues. You know, he went over to Greece. He loves coaching. He's a couple of years younger than me. He's still got to be 70 or 71, I think. He's got the exact same energy. He looks great. I got a chance to spend 3 days with him in Albany. I've talked to him. I think he's a perfect hire for St. John's. I think he'll rally the alum. I mean, you know, a big part of it right now is getting that NIL money and having the support of the, you know, the people in the program. And I think he's from New York, you know, lived in Long Island for the longest time. He obviously loves the Big East Conference. I think he'll get them back. I think he'll get them back quickly because the way it is now, you can turn a place quickly with the NIL and with the transfers. I think people will want to go and play for him. Guys know that, you know, he's won national championships. He's coached in the NBA. He's developed players. So I think it'll be, I don't want to say easy, but I think it'll be something he and his coaches will be able to sell really well. I look for St. John's to be a factor you know, right away, if not next year, certainly within two. And I think he in New York and selling the conference, and again, what Jay's done, what Jay Wright did with the championships, regardless of what happens with UConn in the games here, you know, Saturday and Monday, I just think right now the Big East Conference is back, really strong. Overall, the teams did very well. The teams that were in the Big East Conference, I got to think they have one of the best records of any of the conferences in the NCAA this year. So I think that'll be a easy sell, if you will, for Rick. And you can say the same thing for Eddie Cooley. It'll be a change down there for sure. I love Patrick. I'm disappointed it didn't work out because Patrick Ewing is that he worked hard as an assistant for a lot of years in the NBA. I thought he was a perfect hire for Georgetown. Georgetown's a little bit of a tougher job right now. It was unique, obviously, what John Thompson was able to do, both John Thompsons, but particularly
But you like the Cooley hire. I'm interrupting because we got to run, Coach.
Yep. I like it a lot. Like it an awful lot. I think he'll do it. He did a great job at Providence. No reason to think he won't do a good job there. But I think it may take a little bit longer. I think most of the really outstanding guys are you know, have left or not there right now. So it may take another year or so for Eddie.
All right, Coach.
Coach, thank you so much.
PJ Carlissimo.
Enjoy
thanks a lot for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Great you can listen to him on. That was late. Appreciate
it. No
worries. Anytime.
Listen to him on Friday, man.
Anytime, buddy.
Westwood One. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106. I'm the Fan in D.C. 910 The Fan in Richmond. Odyssey app. Download it. You can listen to us in your car, on the phone, wherever you are. Very easy with the Odyssey app.
So when's your flight
My flight leaves BWI right around 3 o'clock.
Tomorrow?
No, today.
Oh, today? You're leaving today?
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to go home and pack. I might sneak in a little quickie workout.
You'll be out.
And then pack.
Yeah, that's a lot to pack in before a 3 o'clock flight.
I told him I need 5 minutes to pack.
Right.
Maybe
don't
10.
Do you never worry about just like forgetting something?
Not really, because I just do my method. I'm wearing today, which is Friday. I got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday's a travel day. So 5 days, easy.
Yep.
Pair of jeans, 3 pairs of shorts, five
packs
or six shirts.
Yeah, he packs light. I mean, are you shocked?
Not one bit.
Right.
I mean, it's not that hard to pack 1 pair of tennis shoes, 1 pair of nice shoes.
No, it's not hard
one
to pack.
Pair of jeans.
I travel every weekend. I just leave my suitcase open, and I just swap out a few things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically, underwear and socks.
Yep. You're the anti-Dan Hurley. You wear different underwear.
I do.
My upset of the week, I think I mentioned this to Cakes, was, you know, behind-the-scenes radio insider, Val Diesel picks stories, and he gives them to EB.
Yeah.
And I saw this, like, 2 or 3 days ago.
Radio
I was like,
insider.
I convinced myself it was going to be in the entertainment page, is that TLC, he's brought up MILF Manor.
Mm-hmm.
But TLC has a show about couples who are looking to spice things up.
With a threesome, right?
Correct. And adding, like,
a third party.
Yes.
Yeah, polyamorous relationship.
There's it's a story like, it's in the like New York Find Post. My threesome.
That's my upset of the week. It's not even just a threesome, like a full relationship. So there's a married couple.
Yes.
I don't know. The picture that I saw was a married couple. The white married couple, and then there's this black dude who's just the boyfriend.
The bull.
The bull.
And then there was another one.
There was another
one
with two women.
Right,
like,
correct.
It was a woman, like kind of like a classic kind of like Long Bronx woman or whatever, and she...
Hey, I'm looking for a
threesome.
That's
right up your alley.
Yeah, and she found another girl that looked like her.
Right.
Because she said her husband had a roving eye, and he tended to cheat. So instead of him cheating, she would just bring in another woman, and then he would have his hands full, and he wouldn't need to cheat.
So that was my upset of the week.
That's quite a solution.
I was stunned that didn't make its way into the entertainment page. I don't know if Valdez missed it, or it was like on the bottom of the pile, and EB never got to it.
What you should talk about is the rumor of who Tom Brady, and I
That's
scoffed.
The other thing, though.
I scoffed at this like you wouldn't believe.
So Tom Brady.
If this is true, I'll be stunned.
Is reportedly dating Reese Witherspoon.
See, I don't find it that crazy.
Here's why it's crazy. Because Tom Brady dates a different scale.
Yeah.
It's not even on this planet. His stratosphere, Reese Witherspoon on his scale is a 2.
I think you're really
valuing
Reese Witherspoon.
I think she's very
pretty. And she's super rich. Doesn't she have
she's
a company?
Not a 2. Come
on his scale.
Nah, she's pretty, man. I mean, she's not a supermodel, but she's very attractive.
You're really dinging Reese Witherspoon for whatever reason.
I saw maybe because I saw some recent photos.
She's worth reportedly $300 million. Like, I think he's not going to date just some IG model.
He's going to date an IG model that's worth several million. That has her own money.
I don't see that.
Like a Victoria's Secret
Maybe
model.
Because the mother
blonde.
Of his other child, the mother of his other child is an actress.
Yeah.
He's into like the famous chicks.
Okay. There's plenty. You know how many famous people are? Billions of famous people.
Okay.
She's like a 50-year-old frump.
She's not frumpy.
What are you talking about?
She's definitely not a frump. What are you talking about?
I would say
she probably
weighs
90 pounds.
That's not true.
You know, it's all personal taste. I don't think she's like the prettiest, drop dead gorgeous actress out there, but she's attractive.
She's definitely attractive. Yeah, but she's a frump, according to Bickle.
All right, yeah. Here's because I did all the stories with Jim Toth, and I saw the pictures of the family at the beach. Trust me, Tom Brady is not dating Reese Witherspoon.
I'm not saying he is either, but I don't think it's because she's unattractive.
Valdez would race to the altar. But Tom Brady?
Why do you have to sully Valdez?
Well, look, I don't know who Dumoy is.
Sorry, Valdez.
But according to this...
Adam Awad.
According to this celebrity gossip site, they said A-list actress who just announced her divorce is newly dating A-list NFL athlete who is also recently divorced. And the email came from Legally Blonde at PatriotsBuccaneers.com.
Well, who knows?
I don't know.
It could be a joke, but I don't know.
All right, I'll be stunned. But, I was also surprised when he broke up with Giselle. I didn't think that. JP called that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Nicely JP, done.
He called that. So if you call this one, I'll consider you a Tom Brady
expert. I don't know that
expert.
I'm calling it. I'm just reporting some celebrity gossip out there. I'm certainly not calling it.
Listen, she's a beautiful woman. There's no doubt. I'm just saying Tom Brady is on a different scale. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that might be right after she had a baby or something.
Maybe he saw fear and got sized back in the
day. Cakes
did. I don't know what to tell you. I kind
of did. All right, we got to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.